Hallelujah.
Talk Radio.
Blessed are mine. Abraham, blessed is God. We are blessed in the morning. We are blessed right now. Abraham, blessed is our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jehovah, the Lord of mighty. Jehovah, the God of Abraham, the God of mighty. Oh, Jehovah. Jehovah, the Lord of healing. Jehovah, our God Almighty. Jehovah, the God of Abraham, the God of universe, the God Almighty. Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, to God Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, Jehovah, our God Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jehovah, the God Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, Jehovah, the God Almighty, Jehovah, the Lord of healing. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jehovah, the God Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, Jehovah, the God Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jehovah, our God Almighty, Jehovah, the Lord of healing. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, Jehovah, the Lord Almighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, Jehovah, the God of universe, Jehovah, the God of healing. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, Jehovah, the Lord of mighty, Jehovah, the God of healing. Oh, yes, is the Lord that healed thee. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel, the God that answered by fire. Oh, yes, the living God, the God that created heaven and earth, the God Almighty that sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come into this world over 2,000 years ago, lived for 33 and a half years, was persecuted and beaten and went to the cross and died for us, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, and by his stripes we are healed in every area of our lives. The God of Abraham lives today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. He's here right now. Jesus, you are here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet your needs and to set your captives free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. He's here right now. Jesus. He's here right now. He's here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here to meet our needs and to set the captives free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. He's here right now. Jesus is there where you are right now. Jesus is there where you are right now, because it's his spirit. God is his spirit. He's everywhere. He's here to meet your needs, to set the captives free. Oh, Jesus is here right now. Jesus is here right now. He's here where you are. He's here in your home. He's here in your family, in your business, in your office, in that car where you are driving, in that airplane where you are, in that train, in that boat where you are, in the prison yard, in the hospital. Jesus is there right now. He is there to meet your need and to set the captive free. Oh, Jesus is there right now. He's everywhere. God is a spirit. You don't have to look for God. He's a spirit. He's everywhere. Omnipresent God. Omnipotent God. There is no distance in the realm of the spirit. The centurion understood it. He said, Master, don't bother to come to my house. Just speak your word. And my servant shall be healed. And that was it. Bam. That's it. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you believe in your heart, so shall it be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, God laid in my heart to share with us on the topic, the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. It's a familiar topic, but not many people understand it, you know, in the real depth of what it is. Many people read the Bible, you know, just like a literature book. You know, people read the Word of God. You know, they study, you know, just like any other literature book. That's the Word of God. It's the Logos, the written Word of God. Now, when you take it off the pages and you speak it, it becomes rhema. Yes, the spoken word is the rhema. But the written word is the Logos. More of the time, people only read the Bible as a novel, as a book, as a magazine. You know, they read it like a newspaper. Somebody put the Bible under his pillowcase and sleep on it. Another person put his Bible under the bed. You know, another person put his Bible just in the car. It's just there. It's not doing anything. Oh my God. Then the scripture says, study the word. Yes, use the word study. The word study is not the same as reading. You read through the page. But study, you have to go in depth. You know, the meaning of this word, what does it stand for? What does it mean? What did it mean then? What does it mean right now? It's very important. You know, we need to study to be approved of God. It was man that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, the milk of the word, desire the milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And then there is the meat of the word. There is the bone of the word. There is the meat of the word. And then there is the milk of the word. All these we must absorb into our being. Filled with the word, rich, because that word of God is your power and your strength. You know, when you release that word, you release God, and God goes forth and brings solution to those problems in the name of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the Abrahamic covenant. First of all, the word covenant means agreement. The word covenant means a contract. Oh, yes. Covenant is a relationship. Oh, yes, God agreed to do this, and you we do this. That is covenant. It's the same thing as marriage, and home, and family, and business, and everything we do is always covenant. It's an agreement. He says, okay, you do this, let me do this. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Sign the contract. And so it is signed. You know, you take your pen and sign the contract. It's an agreement. This is what we're going to be doing together. This is the business. This is the job. This is the opportunity. This is what we're going to do. You know, whether it is married, whether it is family, whether it is home, business, or job, or school, anything, it's always a contract. It's always a relationship. It's always a covenant. It's always an agreement between people, even the church. It's an agreement. And Jesus said, if two of you shall agree on it, as touching a thing, I will do it. And so the Abrahamic covenant, we find it in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. God called Abraham, and God has always wanted to have his own people, all the way from Genesis, Adam and Eve, were the first people of God, and Satan was jealous, came and, you know, deceived them, and they lost paradise, but Jesus came to restore paradise again, once again. And God has always had his people. Look at Enoch, and then you go down to Noah and his family, and then you now come to Abraham. But in Abraham, the covenant really started for real. The covenant, God's covenant with his people started for real with Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, it says, Abraham, come out of the awe of the Chaldeans. You're not going to watch him moon with the Chaldeans. The Chaldeans, they watch him moon and stars. That's the type of place Abraham was living. So God said, no, if you are going to be my people, you can't be in this environment. So God called Abraham, come out from this, come out of among these people, come out. And I will make you my people, and you'll be my followers, and then I will be your God. That's the covenant. That's the agreement. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Now, not just you, Abraham, this agreement goes down to your children, and to your children, children, and generations yet to unborn. And so Abraham agreed, and he took his wife Sarah, somehow added Lot, even though Lot was not included. He took Lot, his brother, along, and went to the land of promise. And the relationship with Abraham grew to a deeper dimension, to the point where there was a sacrifice that was made in the book of Genesis, and blood was used as a symbol for the covenant. And every covenant goes with blood sacrifice, because blood is a covenant. Blood has life in it. So life is put into it. So the animals are split, and then passed through. Then the covenant was signed and sealed. Then it was Old Testament, so it was bulls and goats and animals and birds at that time. But when Jesus came, we didn't need goats, we didn't need bulls anymore. Jesus' blood was enough for the new covenant, for the New Testament covenant. So the Old Testament covenant began from that point on. And what did God want to do? Abraham, you and your people will be my people. And then me, I will be your God. And then look at the text. God said, I will bless you and make your name great. I will make you a blessing, and even to your seed, to generations to come. Ah, what a loving God. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now we are going to enjoy the blessings. We didn't ask him for the blessing, but he's just in the covenant. Yes, he's just there. He said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, not just you alone, you and your children to generations yet to come. I will make you a blessing, then I will make you great and make your name great. And through you, the earth shall be populated. And whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. Now, I like this aspect of the covenant. I like this aspect. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. Then yesterday I was sharing, I said, look at the Israelites. If you ever come against them, you have put yourself in trouble. Read history. Somebody hired from a bailer. They go and curse the Israelites. Curse them. Curse the people of God. Curse them, let them die. Barak. He hired the prophet, the false prophet, to go and curse the people of God. Who are you cursing? The seed of Abraham, and so the prophet actually, you know, got on the way, and he was going to curse the people of God. So to say, when he got there, he saw the people of God all over the whole place, and he lifted up his voice, trying to pronounce curse. Blessing came out of his mouth. Hey, hallelujah! God can mess people up. God has messed Balaam up, messed him up. Balaam, you didn't call them again? I just couldn't call them. I found myself blessing them. Oh, yes, that is the Abrahamic covenant. If you try to curse them, you are cursing yourself. You know, so the Abrahamic covenant applies to us believers today, Christians today. This is the aspect we are not talking about. Many times we think we are a different people, especially Christians of today. We think we have nothing to do with what God told Abraham. That's what we always think. But that is very, very wrong. We are the seed of Abraham. And so what God said to Abraham belongs to us. What God, you know, spoke over Abraham. That covenant includes you and I. So in Galatians chapter 3, it says, we are now the Hebrews, we are now the Jews, we are now the Israelites of today because we have come through the blood of Jesus Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. That's Galatians chapter 3. Verse 13 and 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. So we inherited, we received. You see, when we don't even, we don't even merit it, we don't belong there, but it's imputed. Oh yes, let me put it that way. Because in Abraham, in Romans chapter 4, it says Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteousness, imputed righteousness, you know, honor with righteousness. So it is not his own righteousness. It is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, this covenant is a great covenant. And it didn't end there. In Isaiah 43, the book of Isaiah chapter 43, God now made it clear again. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, he now said, Jacob, O Israel, O you people, you are my people, you Israel, you Jacob, you Israel, you people of God, you Christians, you believers, you who have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and you are living for him. You who have Christ in you, you are my people. Now, he reestablished the covenant so many times in the scriptures. Now, in Isaiah 43, he reestablished it again, once again. You are my people, and because of that, verse 2 now follows. Verse 2 now says, when you go through the water, I will be with you. When you go through the fire, I will be with you. And that confirms the picture which is I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. God is not interested in abandoning you. Oh, no. I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. And that scripture is in the Bible about 3, 4, 5 times. I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. I will neither leave thee nor forsake thee. And it shows. Here were the Israelites, and Moses was leading them to the land of promise. They came out of Egypt. And there was the Red Sea in front of them. And they were all crying unto Moses for help. And Moses turned to God and said, God, what do we do now? God said, what are you talking about? You have the rod in your hand. The rod is the word of God. The rod. Spread the rod across the sea, and then all the sea is going to pass. So Moses went and spread the rod. And the wild wind, God opened the Red Sea. He made a way where there is no way. In the name of Jesus, may God make a way for you where there is no way. In the name of Jesus Christ. And the Israelites passed through the Red Sea on dry land. That's what God said. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. They pass through the water. And it's a result of the covenant. The covenant is there. So they are enjoying the covenant now. They are passing through the water. They got on the other side. Now here was Pharaoh and his army. Pharaoh and his army. Come on, Pharaoh. Somebody said stubborn Goliath. So there are so many stubborn people in the Bible. Stubborn Herod. Stubborn Goliath. So here was Pharaoh and his army trying to cross the same Red Sea. And God said, no, you can't cross this Red Sea. I don't have covenant with you. I don't have agreement. I don't have a contract with you. I have no relationship with you. How can you enjoy the benefits of crossing this water? You can't cross this water. So they stubbornly went into the water. And the Bible says that God, you know, shut them up in the Red Sea. The Red Sea covered all of them. Pharaoh and his army were buried in the Red Sea. Because they have no covenant. They have no relationship with God. They have no agreement. They have no contract. They have no reason to enjoy the benefits of covenant relationship. You can't enjoy covenant benefits. You don't have relationship with God. So what are you doing? What are you doing? You know? And so they pass through, and all of them perished in the Red Sea. Moses and the people were jubilating over there, you know, enjoying God's benefits, you know, in relationship with God. How is your relationship? That's number one question. Do you have a relationship with God that is sustaining you? Noah and his family, they had relationship with God. So when the flood came, that flood was not for Noah and his family. The flood had nothing to do with Noah and his family, because they already established a relationship, a covenant relationship with God. So that flood was going to every other person except Noah and his family. Hallelujah. I love God. I love God. I like the way you pray. Oh, yes. You can't even blame him. He's the creator of the universe. You know, you can't arrest him. You can't do anything. He's the creator. If you don't want to follow, that's okay. The consequences are there for you. If you don't want to believe, don't want to repent, don't want to be saved, don't want to be born again, you don't want to follow Jesus Christ, that's okay. The consequences are there. Noah and his family inside the ark. Say, are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Say, by grace. I am in that number. I am in that number. I am in that number, saved by grace. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number, saved by grace? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number, saved by grace? Noah and his family, saved by grace. I, the whole world, perish. Whether they perish of coronavirus or Omicron or Delta variant, I don't care. Whether it is flood, whether it is anything, they perish. But Noah and family, they have an established relationship with God Almighty. And now, here was Israelite once again enjoying the benefit. And then you read about Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot escaped with his family, and then the whole Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. See? So these things are happening left and right. And you see, haven't learned a lesson. That was Daniel. Daniel had a covenant with God, covenant relationship with God. And he threw him into the lion's den. God was there with him to protect him. When he came out, the enemies were thrown into the same den. The lions ate them, ate all those people up. God said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will bless whom I will bless. So no one will ask me. Yes. And then here was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Meshach and Abednego, three Hebrew boys, faithful to God. They said, we're not going to bow down to anybody. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down to anybody. You know, we aren't going to bow down. So they refused to bow down. And I thought they captured them and threw them into the furnace of fire, thinking that the fire was going to burn them. Which fire? God had already said in Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2, God said, when you go through the fires of life, I will be with you. When you go through the water, I will be with you. God is already there. God is already there. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All you have to do is to open up your heart, for he's already here. God is already there. Can't you feel it already there? All you have to do is to open up your heart, for he's already there. God is already there. I can feel his presence. It's already there. All I have to do is to open up my heart, for he's already here. He's already there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, because the king was looking at them. He thought they were going to be born. So the king said, wait a minute, what am I saying? I thought he put three Hebrew boys, we put three Hebrew boys very far. How come there are four now? Did we put four Hebrew boys? No, we didn't put no four Hebrew boys. We put three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. But now it is four people there instead. We now have four. The king said, wait a minute, maybe my eyes are deceived. Bring my goggles for me. Bring my spectacles. The king must have put up his spectacles. I want to see the fourth man. There is a fourth person with these three Hebrew boys. We threw in three Hebrew boys, and now there are four people there. Let me look at the fourth man, the fourth person. Who is this fourth person? The Bible says his countenance was as the form of the living God. As he looked at him, he began to see that this is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That is one of the appearances of Jesus in the Old Testament. He appeared in the fiery furnace. I pray for you today. You may be going through some fiery furnace in your life, in your home, in your family, in your business, in your job, in your marriage. You may be going through some fiery furnace. God is going to be with you throughout 2022. The Almighty God, Jesus of Nazareth, is going to appear in your fiery furnace to give you peace and joy, to solve your problem and meet your need. He's the God of all time. He's never too late. He came into the fiery furnace to be with his own people of covenant. He said, I will be with you even to the end of the earth. I will neither leave you nor forsake you, for I am your God. You are my people. We have a relationship. You are my people. You are my follower. You are my sons and daughters. And I am your God. I am with you even to the end of the earth. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to provide for you. I'm here to meet your needs. I'm here to solve your problem. He said in his word, I will be with you. I will neither forsake you. I will neither leave you. Now, what a loving God. What a love. Is that the God you don't want to believe? You want to go and serve idols? You better go to India and see a lot of idols. You know, people serve little gods and small letters. G-O-D, everything is God. So if you are looking for God, you will be God. You don't need God. You need more God. So when Elijah said, what are you supposed to do? You serve rain, you serve water, you serve river, you serve your dead father, you serve dead. Why don't you have the Almighty God, you know, the owner of the universe, the creator of heaven? Why don't you have him? Why you go like this and go like this and go like this? You know, I don't watch it. No. You need to have one God and believe in him and serve him. And so there were four of them now in the fiery furnace. It is no longer three. It's not four. Erekebuya. Imbrondoya. Abrokondo. May God appear in your fiery furnace. Ah, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord Jesus Christ come into that fiery furnace of your life, your home, your family, your business, your job, your marriage, and whatever is going on there. Every strange fire, every fire that God did not put you into, may the Lord Jesus Christ come into it right now and quench the fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive Haraba fire. Imblondo, imblondo, imblondo. They now said, bring those boys out. Now, where are the accusers of these three Hebrew boys? Bring them out here. So they brought all the accusers of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they threw them into the same fiery furnace. And the Bible says that the fire burned them to ashes. The fire burned them to ashes. Yes, that was what happened to the enemies of God's people, enemies of Israel, enemies. They don't want Israel to live, don't want Israel to live. They have lived as the people of God. God has chosen a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. And then you are carrying stone, carrying missile, and throw missile into Israel. I told you, read history. If you ever kick against Israel, you will not end up well. Because read history, they end up in tragic, deadly, terrible way they end up. And that's it. Because who is going to fight you is not a man. The Almighty God will fight you anybody who blesses you, I will bless. And whoever curses you, I will curse. Can you imagine the covenant they carry? You know, you need to be an Israelite today. By that I mean you need to receive Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior, and let the blood of Jesus avail for you, and let your name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, be born again, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus come into your life and dwell in you. Then you are now the spiritual Israel of today. You are the spiritual Israelite. You know, you are not Israelite by birth. You are not Israelite by birth, by nationality, but because of Jesus, you came to salvation. You came to the blood of the Lamb of God. Now you are the spiritual Israel of today. And all these covenants, they apply to us today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, I am the Lord. I changed not. He does not change. God is not a politician. A politician will tell you this today. Tomorrow they tell you another one. They tell you lie, tell you truth, tell you everything, confuse everybody, and so on. God is not a politician. God is truth. In Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by Him. And you need to have Him into your life. Be saved and be born again. Because what shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? No? Jesus is coming soon to rapture the church. Where do you belong? Where will you spend eternity? If you live long, it will be 150 years. And I've heard that some people live for 120 years. I also had somebody live for 130 years, though not here in the U.S. If you live long, it will be 150 years, especially in this generation. And when you die, where are you going to? Without Christ, you are going to hell fire. Pray. Oh, yes. And when you get to the gates of heaven, there are two words you are going to hear. When you get to the gates of heaven, you will be hearing only two words. Depart or proceed. Only two words you will be hearing at the gates of heaven. Either depart or proceed. And Jesus made it clear in Matthew 24 and 25. They depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. Though you did all these things, I know you not. Just depart. Then, to the saints of God, the ones who have lived a holy life, the ones who have done the will of God, the ones who have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, say, welcome, thou faithful servant. In my Father's house are many mansions. Go in there and dwell there. So, who were at the gates of heaven? Proceed into heaven or depart. And when you hear the angel say, depart, the angel say, depart. A wind will come from nowhere and pick you, and they throw you into the lake of fire that is burning with brimstone. Forever and ever, you're going to be there. And the Bible says, the book of Revelation says, the world dieth not. The person will be crying. Jesus said, it shall be gnashing of teeth and weeping day and night. And for millions of years, you will spend eternity in hellfire because you rejected Jesus Christ, the Son of living God. How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? Such a great salvation that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Hill, over 2,000 years ago, you rejected the Son of God. You rejected this great salvation, so great salvation. For a man to live down his life, for you to be saved, you rejected him. And then how shall you escape from hell if you neglect such a great salvation? It is appointed unto man once to die. After that judgment, there's going to be judgment. Everyone's going to sit before God. And whose name is not found in the book of life is cast into the lake of fire. When they look at the book of life, and your name will not be there, because you have been living a reckless life. You have been living a Sodom and Gomorrah life. You have been doing your own thing for God's God. And now you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus said, except ye be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And then in John chapter 1 verse 12, Jesus said, as many as receive him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, into your heart, God gives you power to become the son of God. When you reject Jesus Christ, then you are no way to have fire, because you rejected Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. The worst thing you can do to yourself is for you to reject Jesus Christ of Nazareth from being your personal Lord and Savior. It is the worst thing ever you did to yourself. So all these things we are preaching every time, if you think we are wasting our time, we are ordained and commissioned by God Almighty to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. And that's why we are doing what we are doing. All these things are going to testify against you that you have the word of God. And you kept your stony heart. May God break every stony heart today. May the word of God break every stony heart today. And let it become a heart of flesh that we hear the voice of God and hear the word of God and repent and turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. None is righteous, none is holy. Everyone has sinned. But Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, if you confess your sins and forsake, then you will have mercy. Whosoever covereth his sin cannot prosper. But whosoever shall confess and forsake, see, there are two things in Proverbs 28 verse 13. Whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. You are still drinking wine and then you are intoxicated and you are fighting and throwing bottles. You are still living with harlots and prostitutes all over the whole place. You are still smoking and taking drugs. You are still living recklessly. You are still doing everything the devil is doing. And you think you are going to the kingdom of God. No way. You are going to be told, depart. Depart, ye workers of iniquity. And when you hear the word depart, the wind is going to pick you and throw you into the lake of fire. And that's it. That's it. For millions of years, the person is going to be there forever and ever. You know, so this is time for you to make a decision. You cannot enjoy the Abrahamic covenant when you yourself have no relationship with the Almighty. You don't relate with God, and then you say you want Abraham's covenant. Which covenant is that? Who gave you covenant? When you have not turned from your wicked ways, say, if my people which are called by my name shall pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. God said he will hear from heaven and he will heal their land. How will you be healed when you have not turned from your wicked way? This is the hour of salvation for you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ all the days of your life. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Now is the moment of salvation. God is not going to be with you if you don't make right with him, if you don't reconcile with him and make him your Lord and Savior and Redeemer. If you don't have a relationship with him, you can't enjoy any of those benefits. That's what happened to Pharaoh and his army. They have no relationship with Jesus Christ. We go and they want to pass the rescue. No, you cannot pass the rescue like that. The rescue swallowed them all. They have no covenant with God and they want to enjoy the benefit. No, the benefits are not for you yet. Until you yourself, you give your life to Jesus Christ and be born. That's why when Jesus came on earth, Jesus was not telling people, come to church. Like John Wesley. John Wesley, they come to the Methodist church and you will be saved. The day he got to heaven and God showed him, said, look, in heaven here, there's no Methodist church here. There is no churches here in heaven. It's about God, it's about Jesus. So you go back to the earth. You, John Wesley, go back to the earth and tell everybody to repent and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Don't tell people to come to Methodist church and they will be saved. Stop! That was what changed John Wesley's ministry forever. You know, we are not here to tell you come to this church or go to that church. It is implied that once you are saved and born again, then you're going to worship God. Oh, yes. When Jesus met people when he was on earth, he never told anybody, come to church, come to my church, come here, or come there. No. He met, in John chapter 3, he met Nicodemus. Say, Nicodemus, what are you talking about? You need to be born again, and certain man is born again of water and of the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. I'm not here to tell you about church. Come to church. That's not what we are talking about. You need to be born again so that you enter into the kingdom of God. And then he met the woman at the well. He now told her a life story. You, this woman, you have married 4 times. And even this one you are marrying is still not going to work because you don't have the Prince of Peace. You don't have peace. So you give trouble to people. You give trouble to everybody you met. So your marriage is not going to work until you settle with Jesus Christ. So the woman repented and she got saved. The woman had well. She jumped at the fall. And she went to the city and called people to come and see Jesus Christ. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus. He repented. Jesus Christ was not telling her, oh, come to the synagogue and see me there. Come to that church building or come here or go there. No. Right there and then, Jesus was ministering to her. Don't waste your time now. Right now. Faith is now. Now is the time of salvation. And as I read through all the people Jesus met, Jesus was not preaching religion. He was not preaching church. He was not preaching, you know, come to me, come, let us. He was checking them. How is your relationship with God? How are you with God? Are you born again? Are you saved? Are you filled with the Spirit? Are you working for Christ? Are you, you know, he was more particular about their life. Oh, yeah, because let me tell you this. It may be hard to believe. On the last day, when we get to heaven, you'll be very surprised that the people you expected to see there are not there. The people you thought would be there, they are not there at all. Why? Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that said, Lord, 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 that go into the kingdom of God. But they that do the will of the Father. Jesus made all these statements. So there is a will of the Father. Are you doing the will of the Father? When you lie and cheat and steal and kill and destroy and do all evil things, all the things Satan will do, you are doing it. And then you say, look, don't deceive yourself. Jesus Christ was not concerned about how many churches you are going. Because if you ask anybody now, say, which church are you going? They will tell you up to 20 churches where they are going to. Up to 20 churches where they are going. But Jesus is not discussing that with you. That's not what Jesus is discussing with you. He asked you a question. Have you been born again? Except a man be born again, a woman, a boy again. You are born again of the Spirit. You cannot enter into the kingdom. You need to be born again. Your life must change. All things must pass away. Behold, all things must become new. You must live a new life. You can't go to heaven with all these lies you are telling and all this immorality and all this lesbian and gay you are doing and all these inordinate affections and all these dirty things. No, you can't go to heaven with those things. So except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Now is the hour of salvation. I want to pray with you. But I want you to believe God. I want you to receive him. Open up your heart. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart at this moment. And he wants to come in and stop the fear. If you close the door of your heart, he's going to be born somewhere else. They say there's no room for the Savior to be born. So Jesus was born in a manger. You say there's no room for Jesus to be born? Good. Jesus will be born in a manger. So you need to open up your heart right now and let him come in and dwell in you. Because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. We are getting ready to pray now. You need to make a decision. Lord, I'm going to follow you all my life. I'm not going to follow Satan. I'm not going to follow demons. I'm not going to follow the world. I'm not going to follow any other thing. I'm going to follow Jesus Christ all the days of my life. Lord, you are my God. I will follow you all of my days. God, you are my love. I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you in the morning. I will walk with you all of my days. Step by step, you lead me. And I will follow you all of my days. God, you are my Lord. I will follow you all of my days. God, you are my love. I will follow you all of my days. I will praise you in the morning. And I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you every day. And I will follow you all of my... Whom are you following? There is a way. That semen ride unto a man. The end is destruction. Jesus said, follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. What way are you following? You need to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yes, bow your head wherever you are. We're going to be praying right now for you to open up your heart and let Jesus dwell in you richly. Oh, yes, this is the hour of salvation. You need to confess all your sins to God so that he can have mercy upon you. You need to forsake all unrighteousness. Follow the narrow way that leads to eternity. The narrow way. You need to follow the narrow way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You don't need to follow the broad way that leads to destruction. Yes, God, I pray for everyone who have had your word today. Let them make a decision to follow you all the days of their life. That God, they will not miss you. They will not miss heaven, but they will follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus, let it open up your heart and let him come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I pray that salvation will be your portion today. I pray that you be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the Abrahamic covenant will be yours. Abrahamic agreement, contract, and relationship with God will be your portion. In the name of Jesus, may you enjoy the benefit of the covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, thank you all for listening. God bless you richly. And this is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. Thank you all for fellowshipping with us today. We love you. Jesus loves you. And we say, receive the Abrahamic covenant into your life and to your family, your home, and your business, and may you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus Christ, please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Hold that Messiah. Imblondoya. Eblekede. Imblanda. Imblondoyo. Eke Santariyama. In brand new to Samia. Ah, hey, Rebusala. There's somebody, I see closed door in front of you. Somebody, you are in this program right now. And I'm seeing closed door in front of you. And what it means is the opportunities are being shut off. You are missing opportunities. Yes, Jesus has the key of this. You open it and no one closes. Jesus, go and make a way now for that person. So open those doors. Open those opportunities. Open those jobs, those businesses. Yes, opportunities be open now. Let there be a breaking through and a breaking forth. And may you possess your possession in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. God bless you all. And Jesus loves you. We love you too. Amen and amen. Until the weekend comes again, we shall continue during the weekend. God bless you all in Jesus' name. God bless you.